Intervju Radija Študent.
Evo, lep pozdrav v intervju Radija Študent, kjer bo danes z nami Krista Bell, muza Davida Linča recimo, oziroma Davida Linča, in bova midva kar še povedala, zakaj se gre, oziroma bom jaz povedal, namreč danes zvečer v kinu Šiški, njen koncert, tudi vizualno pa je dost dobro podprt, tako da vas vse vabimo, karte so še, lahko jih kupite, brez problema, oglejte si koncert, zdaj bova pa povedala kaj o njeni glasbi, karieri, sodelovanjih in tako naprej in prešaltala na angliščino. Hello.
Hello.
You understand everything
that I said? Well, yeah, no, I didn't understand that, but I understand hello.
Ah, okay. I understand hello. Okay.
We're off to a good start.
Okay. Tell me, where did you actually meet David Linch?
Where?
And how did you approach him?
Yes. Well, I had the good fortune to meet David Linch on his home turf, so it was actually at his house. And I walked up the stairs to his residence, and he opened the door in a white button-down shirt that was halfway tucked out, and paint-splattered khaki pants, and a cigarette lit hanging out of his mouth. And he opened up his arms and said, "Christabel!" and gave me a big hug, and that was how we met. The introduction happened because of an agent who had met me several weeks before and had the intuition that David and I would be excellent musical collaborators. So it was, you know, it was a miracle. It was, I like to think that it was the magic of destiny that brought us together, because a month before I met him, I had no idea that it was even possible. And upon meeting this agent, it was even 15 minutes into the conversation that he said, "You and David Linch are going to make music together." And I said, "Okay, make it happen." And then it actually did happen. So,
but did you see all of his stuff, like Twin Peaks, when you were young?
When I was,
were
when
you
I
a
was
fan,
young.
Actually?
When uh-huh. I was young, absolutely, I was a fan of Twin Peaks. The theme song in particular was very significant to me. So even at a young age, I was already moved by his music, even though I had no idea that I would go on to, you know, be a collaborator with that music and his very singular musical aesthetic. That was beyond even, you know, what I had considered was possible in my life. But I was very young when Twin Peaks came around, and my mother never let me watch Eraserhead, but I did go on to see, you know, many of his films, and my favorites were Lost Highway and Wild at Heart and Straight Story, and of course later Mulholland Drive, and then of course Inland Empire, which I got to be a part of. But I was definitely familiar with David, but at the time that I met him, what was most significant to me about you know, his influence in my life was the theme song for Twin Peaks, which was a big deal for me as a young child.
Okay, This Train, your album, the first
yes,
one,
yes.
Is kind of very personal in
yes.
a way, but you actually didn't write it.
Yes.
So, do you see like David as a persona who can totally go in your head and write something for you or not?
Oh, absolutely. Throughout the course of our creating songs together, we became dear friends. It was many, many, many years that we were writing this record, This Train. So our relationship, our personal relationship grew, and our friendship grew, and more he could get into my head. But really, David's gift with the lyric writing is very relatable lyrics. It's deep and melancholy, you know, they're personal, but it's all very easily relatable to each person's life experience. I feel whenever he would let me read the lyrics, which would be after I'd heard the track, and he would make sure that I liked the track and that I was inspired by the track, and I would say yes, and then he would either write lyrics on the spot that he was moved to write from the music, or he would go downstairs into his black box, as he called it, and he would bring up lyrics he'd written from the past, but they were always somewhat universal themes that, you know, everyone can relate to. But I would kind of be the vessel, and I would infuse my own personal experiences into the delivery of the music. But, you know, I feel David's content, lyrically, it's deeply personal, but it's all things most everyone has experienced. Most everyone who's lived a bit of life has experienced, and I think that's why the record has been touching people, because, you know, you can relate to it. Yeah. You can feel it yourself.
But I got kind of the feeling that this album is actually a soundtrack to maybe a movie that was not written. Maybe that you switched it, kind of that, okay, now you're a music director, you're a movie director, and he is a music director.
Right.
Like, it totally switched the positions of each other.
Sure. So. Well, I had to, in order to find the right place within me to deliver the melodies, because this was my job. There was a bed of music and lyrics, script given to me by David, and I was in charge of marrying the two pieces together with a melody that would, you know, complete the idea of the song with the exact mood and whatever his vision and his intention was. So it was very delicate ground, you know, but I visualized in my mind, you know, okay, a scene from a David Lynch film and what it might need musically to complete something visual. So it is the soundtrack to a David Lynch film, but the David Lynch film is in my mind.
Okay, but is it hard to interpret those things that he wrote? Because I think most of the musicians, if they are not very related to this personal who's this person who's writing the stuff are totally out of space then. But this seems to be like very tied, like you lived in a box for like 10 years together.
Know. Well, and that was, I think, one of the reasons that it's very precious to find a musical collaborator that you feel an instant connection with. And David and I wrote a song and were able to experience that musical chemistry the first day that we met. And, you know, I would feel, I've tried so often with so many musicians to have that chemistry that never happened. So for one, it was almost instantaneous that we felt this connection, and then it grew over time. But it was also that his musical aesthetic, you know, moved me and viscerally in my body anyway, even way back to Twin Peaks. His style, what makes sense to him, also makes sense to me. And because he also is he's a great director. I don't know if you know this, but he's a great director, and he knows how to draw performance. If he's feeling that chemistry too, he can say exactly, the perfect thing to make me feel either extra melancholy or extra enlivened and excitable. Whatever the song needs, he helps me to go to that place and be able to deliver what the song requires. But that's, you know, that's partly me, and that's partly his genius that he is able to consistently give throughout his entire lifetime of directing. You know, he's just he's really good at that. He knows how to get what he wants out of an actor or an artist. I think it's the same way with a musician. If he's invested and he relates to you, he knows how to make the conversation happen and how to get the performance that he wants.
Okay. But was there any particular moment that you want to run out of out of kind of this studio. It's his studio. It's his head, kind of.
Well, not because it was his head, but because I wanted so much to be worthy of the experience, and it was very daunting. You know, if you can imagine, we're in a studio right now, and it's a very sterile environment to some degree to be behind glass and have this, you know, this lyrics that David Lynch has written, all this music that the David Lynch has composed, and now go. Like, no pressure. It was a tremendous...
No pressure.
No, I'm kidding. I'm being facetious. It was a tremendous amount of pressure, and we had very, you know, narrow windows of time to do it, and so there was moments when I felt like I wasn't delivering in the way that I wanted to really to be worthy of the situation, and I would get very frustrated with myself. But David was infinitely patient. You know, he had a lot of compassion for the fact that you never know what happened yesterday, or if I was distracted, or if I was nervous, or what it was, and he would be patient. So if I ever wanted to run away from the studio, it was because I didn't feel that my performance was as good as I wanted it to be, but he never made me feel that way, and I just wanted to be able to deliver something that was wonderful, that made him happy, that made the music good and helped it find its completion, you know. And there were some songs that just came right out in one piece, and there were some songs that spanned over years and years and years for me to find the right melodies to get it right. So you have to stick with it. But I'm glad I did. But and there were times that I wanted to run kicking and screaming from the studio.
Come on, sweet thing.
wish this night would never end.
I got the impression that this is actually the work that is kindly most pop work you ever done in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you're working with David Lynch, mm-hmm. and this is the most straight stuff that you did, because I listened to the other stuff, mm-hmm. with the director. What's the name?
Oh, I don't know. Who knows what you've heard?
Dutch
Roll. Dutch Roll, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's this stuff is mostly it's kind of more cinematic even than Lynch's, and maybe has more space to do something on your own.
Yes, yes. No, working with David, he was very clear what our collaboration would sound like after our first song. And it was not with a bunch of harmonies and counter melodies, and all, it was all about the song a la, you know, Roy Orbison or something, you know. Even I like to, his aesthetic, I think, really was formed in some ways as he was growing up, and the music was very simple and very straightforward, and there wasn't a lot of things happening. And sometimes in our recording process, I would offer, you know, I think this harmony would sound really great here, and I would do some, you know, dissident jazzy harmony. He'd be like, no. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, really? No, that takes away from it. And he always knew. But you know, in my personal aesthetic, I like to more layers, and I like to, because I'm a singer, I like to add harmonies and counter melodies, and the music that Dutch and I make, we have, you know, free rein to do that. But when with David, it's he has final say. He's the producer and he's the director, and I really appreciate that, because it's good to get out of your comfort zone and to realize that I don't have anything to fall back on. It's only the delivery of the lyric and the strength of the performance that will make this song. Because David won't, we don't do other things. We don't do other sweetening. And he doesn't do auto-tune. It's all about the delivery. So if I'm in the moment and I deliver the lyric and, you know, it's a little under pitch or it's a little, you know, scratchy or whatever, but the emotion is right, mm-hmm. that's what David wants. And I think that's...
Yeah, maybe it's, the works that you did with him is
strong.
Is the most emotional style, mm-hmm. that you did, yeah.
Absolutely.
Maybe, yeah.
Absolutely.
Tell me something else.
Mm-hmm.
Your live performance, as I see, like, short stuff from it, it's like a trip-hop experience. Mm-hmm. It's like with lots of visuals.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you actually started to work with the visuals, with this? So you're actually like kind of singer, but people can see something else.
Mm, absolutely.
Is that because of the movies?
Sure. Well, first, you know, it was very important to create music videos for this record because of the very cinematic nature of the music already. So we were already, Dutch Roll, the gentleman sitting in the room next to us, is the director of all the music videos, as well as the guitar player and my partner in Black Book Angel. But we were charged with creating the visuals that would go along with the David Lynch soundtrack. So already visuals and this music were going hand in hand. And in today's music world and the industry, you have to have music videos. It's very important. A lot of people are discovering music on YouTube, and you want the visual to be as compelling, if possible, as the music, and for those to work well together. So initially, the visuals were coming from pieces of the music videos, so they would correspond with what people first, you know, potentially heard the music with these visuals. So we have pieces of those visuals to reassociate yourself with the way you heard the music initially, and then we just built and built, and Dutch kept creating more and more visuals so that every song had a corresponding visual media presentation. And then David David Lynch himself added his, you know, his visuals for some of the material. And then, you know, we had a complete, you know, repertoire of music with visuals. And for us and for me, it goes hand in hand, especially since everyone involved in this project is a director, or and except for me, but in my case, I've loved modeling and all my life, never in a professional capacity, but in the way that I love to express myself very visually, you know. And as you can see, I speak with my hands, and when I sing, right. So all of that made sense to have the visuals be a strong part of the live performance. And when I go to see a live show, I love to have, you know, a multi-sensory experience. And so I wanted to offer, especially since I've got David and Dutch to contribute visuals, you know, I'm going to take full advantage of that. And it's great when we have a space where the visuals are showcased. But we've done it. We've put the visuals on brick walls. We've put them on the ceiling, whatever. But they add nice texture.
So tonight we can expect like the double bill. Like
absolutely.
The visual bill and the
100%. Yes.
The musical.
Yes. Okay. We haven't even talked about that just yet, but there's a projector, correct? We're good.
Mm-hmm. So any like final words for you with your future project or
sure.
Like you did for last 10 years, you did an album with mm-hmm. David Lynch. What's going to be in like
take another
10 years?
It won't be. We've already made most of the music for the upcoming EP, and the next project is Black Book Angel, and it's the collaboration between Dutch and myself. I like to work with directors. I don't know what I don't know how that happened. I guess it's just my destiny. But and there will be, of course, a very strong visual collaboration as well with the musical creation, and that's something that will be released actually in the very near future. It's important to me to not have a lot of time between now that mm-hmm. It's one thing to have your debut take a decade, but the follow-ups will not take that long. But now we're really in the zone, and it feels really good, and we'll be releasing visuals, videos, and music very soon.
What about your movie career?
My movie career? Well,
you live with a director, work with a director.
I have so many directors in my life. That certainly, it's a possibility. And, you know, there will be kind of short films that will go along with the music as well. But the music is my first passion. And then, you know, if there is a very appropriate role in something, I would do it if the director was a really great director, but I'm focusing on music at the moment and the visuals that will correlate with the music. That's my main passion. So, but we'll see what happens.
Tonight, mm-hmm. what do you expect from the people, and what do you think people?
Yes, well, I
expect from you.
That's a great question. I don't know what is expected of me, because I know that the record is pretty, it's very dreamy and it's very
slow, dark
and
kind of.
And I during performance I give a lot, and the energy is higher, and it's you know, so it's not a sleepy performance. It's not mellow. There's some meditative mellow moments, but it's a bit higher energy than what some people may be expecting from the record. But the performance of this music is my favorite part of the whole thing. I love to perform, and I hope that the audience comes with open hearts, open minds, and wants to be in the experience with me. And I give everything I have, and you know, I sense while it's happening, you know, how the audience is responding, and I work with that energy and information. And it's my favorite part of the whole thing is the performing. So I'm excited.
Okay. So I will switch to Slovenian language
sure,
now.
Sure, go for it.
Torej danes se vas večer še enkrat vas povabimo, tale performance, kot ga sama imenuje, koncert, vizualno stvaritev in vse, kar gre zdraven, Kino Šiška. Thank you for taking your time. Any last words?
I think we've covered it. Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here.
Okay, wish you a good concert.
Thank you.
And see you on the concert.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Intervju Radija Študent.